Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files.
We are a football country.
Zahar Al-Hawari from Egypt is partially responsible for the popularity of football in her country.
In terms of sports, number one sport in Egypt, we are 85 million go for football, men, women, young girls, boys now, especially after the introduction of women's soccer in the late 90s when I started to introduce this game. So now it's the whole family, they go to the stadium.
Al-Hawari stopped in Berlin on her way to attending the Women's Champions League final in Munich. The Berlin football activists Discover Football, which arranged a series of talks on women's rights in the Arab Spring, invited the 53-year-old football pioneer from Cairo. Dr. Zahar Al-Hawari's resume is impressive. First female member of the Egyptian Football Federation, president of the first Arab League for women's football, the first women's referee in North Africa, and a member of FIFA. Al-Hawari grew up with football, but wasn't allowed to play during the 80s in Egypt.
My dad was a referee and he was the one who inspired me. I was an only girl. I grew up in a soccer family amongst boys, but I used to stick to my father to imitate in everything. At that time, there was no women's football when I was in the 80s in school. So, of course, my dad said it's not possible, but I couldn't say impossible because he believed in me and my potentials. And I was the favorite girl, you know, for him. So anything I wanted to do or say, he gave me the pressure and the personality and the power.
In the early 90s, she succeeded to build her own women's football team. The Egyptian opened up the doors for women in her country and beyond its borders. But she faced many barriers. In the beginning, she trained the female players secretly in the family's villa in Cairo.
And I kept going for 5 years in my house. No one accepted us, no club, no nothing. I sponsored the whole thing alone because no one gave me anything. Because I didn't believe it's going to happen, it's going to succeed or not. Everyone said it's a crazy idea. Okay, let her go. And then when I started to show my girls in festivals in the country, in certain cities, each city has a national feast. With my father's contacts, my late father, he had good contacts because he was well known all over the country and in the Arab region and everywhere. So I took this reputation, I worked with it.
Her commitment to encourage women in sports was rewarded in the late 90s when the Egyptian women's national team qualified for the Women's African Cup of Nations. Another of her success stories has been the training of female referees. Currently, there are 42 women referees in Egypt, more than in any other country in Africa.
I think it's a revolution in the country, in the social strategy, what I did from the start. Forget about the political revolution. What I did was a revolution in the country itself. I faced a lot of challenges in the past 30, 14 years to introduce it, to make a national team, to make now we have a national league, we have age groups now. I introduced it now, lately, my last challenge is in schools, so that once it's in the school, I won't worry. It's in the system.
With the first free election happening in Egypt since the ousting of Mubarak, Zahar Al-Hawari knows there's a lot of work to be done. She hopes to strengthen women's rights and women's football in the emerging Egypt.
The new stage in the constitution we are confirming, we are working on now to have an article for the sports is a right for everyone, men or women, able or disabled. So this would be the turning point, and this is a strong thing that we're working on now. So I think I'm now clinging to maintaining the activity, not even to develop, but to maintain it in this transitional period. So we are not yet completely structured politically. A couple of months, and we are aiming to make this thing go faster. That's our challenge now. So that everything is put in the right order, and the women in Egypt now are not letting anything go back.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.